Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night, and it's time for the Rad Reality Show, and tonight we talk Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome, and thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is April 22nd, 2012, and we've all survived another tax season. I wanted to just get that out there and say yay. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
Not too bad. Feel a headache coming on, though.
Well, we also have the star of our show, the always amazing Mr. Louis Stravato. How are you doing tonight, Louis?
I'm doing well, and you guys are the star of the show, not me. I love you guys. You know, it's another, you know, beautiful week. We finally got rain out here in New England. It's been very dry, a lot of brush fires and stuff like that going on, but finally got rain, and we're getting a lot of rain right now, so... but other than that, it's been, you know, it's been beautiful weather out here, and tonight was a pretty moving episode of The Amazing Race, and, you know, we'll talk about that later, but we have some really awesome guests coming on tonight. I'm really excited. My past season favorites, Mallory and Gary Irvin are going to be coming on. And we have a couple of surprise guests. From what I understand, Mary and Dave, bringing on Mark and Bopper. So, you know, you guys can call in, but you can't ask anything about this season of the show, all right, if anybody's going to ask. And we're going to probably have to limit some calls and stuff like that, you know, due to, you know, time restraint. So I'm excited. What about you guys?
I'm so excited. This is going to be an amazing show. I just can't wait.
Yeah, cool, cool.
We've got somebody to bring up to talk to you, I think, right now.
All right, awesome.
Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I tell you what, Louis, I tell you, there's a reason why I love being a host on the Ron Reality Show. And I tell you what, and I think you're going to feel it tonight. We pulled something that I don't think anyone has ever done.
I don't think so.
I mean, this is big. And I just, Louis, I tell you what, we're going to be bringing family up to you and family to me and the reality family. And, you know, I'm glad that we're able to do it first right here.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. It's so cool. And thank you for arranging this. It's incredible, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, there's so much to, you know, talk about. And, you know, and Louis knows the rules just like I do. And, you know, when we do get our special guests to call in, we cannot ask if they won. We can't ask anything that we haven't seen already. You know, this is a fine-tooth comb. Louis and Cherry and myself, we've talked about this today. We cannot push the subject. We don't want no one to get in trouble. Just glad we're able to give back to the fans, and we are, but we've got to also respect the producers, because there's a reason why we have these shows, and we've got to respect them as well.
Right. I absolutely agree with you, brother. We're gonna do this interview as though there was a publicist on the other end listening, and stopping questions and stuff like that. You know, like we did. Like, I remember when we got eliminated, the next day, I was on the phone for almost 6 hours doing interviews from everything from People Magazine and on down.
Yep.
And it was insane. It was insanity. So I don't want them to get in trouble. I don't want them to miss out on their prize that they won, you know. God knows if they want anything else. So let's do this professional, guys, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. I don't think there's going to be a problem, you know. So.
Well, I hear that you've been getting some rain, which is a good thing. We have two, so it seems like we're going to have a summer that we're not going to have a drought, which is always great.
Yeah. It was getting pretty bad as far as the dryness. So, I mean, so we needed the rain. Is it me, or I'm hearing a lot of static in the background? Is that, there's a feed going on? Or am only I hearing that?
Did that change it?
It's clear now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not as staticky.
Okay.
I can still hear it, but I don't know what it is. But anyways, so Gary and Mallory should be calling in about 5 minutes. If I'm calling around 10:15, I'm excited that they're calling. I've been talking with Mallory, and I said, "Do you think maybe Dad too?" And she goes, "Well, give him a call." And she gave me his number, and I called him, and so he's all excited to be on too. He's a really cool guy. So. They're both a really nice couple. I mean, couple. I'm father and daughter. So, they're really nice people.
I just loved them when they were on. I absolutely adored both of them. I rooted for them so hard. I wanted them to win so bad.
Yeah.
When they were on both of their seasons, they were absolutely my pick to win. And well, I'm so excited to be able to talk to them.
I have such a place in my heart for them, because when the season was on, their season 17, right? When they were on, Mallory had shot me a message within Facebook, just private message to me, and saying how you guys were mine and my dad's favorite team, and everybody, and all the producers and security and everybody else talked so highly of you. Mallory's calling my phone. All right, you guys talk. I'll come.
Well, we've
got
Gary on the switchboard, and we've also got Dave and Mary on the switchboard. I was waiting.
All right, so hold on. Let me answer Melody.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh,
I
my
love
goodness.
It. Well, I tell you what, I like to say, Cherry and Paul, I want to say thank y'all to you two, because without y'all, we wouldn't have this show continue to go on, and y'all two are amazing. So thank you so much for spending your time to continue this show.
Well, I certainly appreciate Paul. I couldn't find anybody as devoted as Paul is to being at every show, and it takes a lot of devotion to do these shows and be here, you know.
Oh, my goodness. How are we going to – thank you so much, Cowboy. I don't know how we're going to juggle all this. We've got every one of our guests up, including a three-way call with Bopper.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's start bringing
him
up.
Good luck, Mallory's calling. She didn't know she had to press 1. So
okay,
good.
So she's 270?
Yes, I believe she is.
Right,
okay, so let's bring Mallory and Gary up first, and then we'll bring Dave and Mary up. Mallory, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. We're good.
That's wonderful. I'm going to bring your father up with you.
Sorry, I have a little bit of trouble calling in.
That's okay.
No, it's not a problem, Mike.
Gary, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you
clear.
For having us. Hey,
We're
Louie,
so
how you doing, buddy?
We're so excited to have you.
I'm doing well, Gary. How are
you
guys doing?
Let me hear Mark and Bopper once.
Okay, let's bring them up.
No, let me hear Louie say it.
No.
Dave
he wants to hear
Mary?
Me say their name.
Hello?
Hello.
We're all
Hello,
on.
Mallory and Gary.
I guess this is Kentucky. Bopper, say hi.
Hello, everyone. Hey, listen.
Hello, everyone.
I'm just glad to be here, both. I'm just glad to be here.
Bopper, Bopper, how are you guys?
Listen, we're doing good, man. My buddy, just talked to him a few minutes ago when the show went off, and a crowd over there, and my boy, he's in tears. I was too. Now, don't get me wrong. Listen, my little girl sat there and she cried her eyeballs out.
Oh
tonight.
My God!
Thinking her daddy was going home, you know, and I couldn't. I just had to leave her in suspense, you know. But I can't tell you how big of an honor that it has been to run the Amazing Race, and you know, and to become part of the Amazing Race family. You know, I spoke with Gary there on the phone. I spoke with David Murray, and listen, this is one big family here that we got.
Yes, we
hey,
do, Mark.
Bopper. Bopper, this is Paul again. I talked to you a little bit in the screening room, but I heard that you actually are a fan of Big Brother as well. Did you watch the season that Cowboy was on?
I don't think that I did, cause I've only been watching Big Brother about the past 3 seasons. And,
okay, well, Cowboy Michael Ellis from BB5 and actually Cameos and a couple others is also on the line with us right now. So say hi to Big Brother Cowboy.
Hey, what's up, Big Brother Cowboy?
I tell you what, you might not be a fan of me because you didn't watch me, but I tell you what, I'm from Oklahoma and I'm a father of 4 kids, and I'm raising 3 kids by myself. And I tell you what, you have a fan right here in my house. And I tell you what, I will root for you. I spent an hour on the phone with Mary today, and I tell you what, I'm a huge fan of you too, your fathers, and I know how it is being so proud of our kids. And I tell you what, I got to watch my 6-year-old son ride his first steer yesterday. And you know what? I was a happy father, and I know you know how close that would be, dear.
Bopper Cowboy was a part of probably one of the biggest alliances ever in Big Brother, and that's the 4 Horsemen. Cowboy.
Thank you, Mary.
Just a catchy person just like me and you, honey. But he formed one of the biggest alliances ever, and it's one that's a legend.
Well, I tell you what, man. I love my child.
Yep.
More than life itself, you know, and every minute that I spent on that race, I poured my heart and soul in it for my child.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm sorry for getting emotional on you, but
no, that's okay.
listen, my child is my world, you know, and that's all I care about, you know. I had to put myself to the side, and you know, and what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong, you know, and
Hey, Bopper, this is Louie. God bless you guys, man.
Yeah.
Tonight was one of the most emotional seasons episodes ever. You know, if you didn't have a tear in your eye, you're not human. All right, and if you Southerners can't understand me, is there anybody can translate from New England?
I can translate.
Can
anybody
translate
this
for
me? I think he can understand.
As long as you say Hopper.
And Gary wants me to say Mock and Bapa.
Mock and Bapa.
Bapa.
Listen, I've been called fender, headlight, bumper. So, listen, I'm cool with it all, brother.
Hey, Bopper, this is Mallory. I haven't talked to you directly yet, but I just want to tell you how proud we are at how you represent Kentucky.
Well, I appreciate
this
that. You know what? You and your dad didn't do so bad yourself, you know.
We're proud that you and Mark represent the United States, period. Have been awesome, you know, so.
I appreciate it.
Yes. I tell you what, you've got a platform, and, you know, the thing is, you know, Your family to me, and I wasn't even on Amazing Race. And I tell you what, I know what you go through every day. You know, I tell you what, I don't. My four kids are very healthy, and I don't know what I would do. I tell you what really pops into my head is the movie Johnny Q. And I tell you what, I would go to deep measures for my kid, and you did. You build yourself the biggest platform that any person could ever build. And if you ever need any help, Dave and Mary's got my number, and I'll be right there to help you.
All right, man. I appreciate that.
I tell you, when Mary's daughter just had to have surgery not long ago, we had prayers going around like crazy on Facebook and everywhere just to get prayers said for her child, and
yes.
People were sending prayers and starting prayer chains, and it was amazing how many people were just saying prayers for her daughter. And people care. This is a community of people that really care about the reality people that they watch, and we're all reality fans, and we really grow to get to kind of know you, even though we don't know you.
No,
and we care
true.
About the
it
ones
really
that
is.
We watch.
We're all
and,
reality. You know,
right.
You are no different than me, and I am no different than you.
Listen, what
that's
you say,
right.
And
it,
that's
as far
what
as
we need to
say,
realize. We're all the same.
As far as what I can say is, you know, what you see on TV is what you get. That's Bopper. That's me every day. You know, I didn't go on the race for their cameras. I didn't go on the race, for their fame. I needed that money. Is what I needed.
Exactly.
You know, when they told me $1 million, that's all I needed to know. I know that was life changing money. You know, for my family. You know, so when
absolutely.
When I thought I couldn't go any further, when I knew that I was down and out. I would picture my child on that breathing machine, and I would dig deep, and I would do whatever I had to do to get it done, you know. So,
you know what, Bopper, I'm just throwing this out loud, and I'm not saying anything official, but maybe we can all work together, and let's maybe start a new fundraiser, and let's start, you know, maybe let's put Kentucky on the map, and let's maybe start a charity each year, and let's do something for that part to what your child's going through, and that's touched some lives.
Well, brother, I'm out. Listen, if this
Bobby,
to,
Bopper, could you tell us a little bit about your child and what's going on?
Well, she's 8 years old. You know, I mean, she's a super smart, bright child. She's won She wins a spelling bee every year at her school. I'm so proud of my child, but she has been so sick since she's been 6 months old. You know, she's on seven different respiratory medicines. You know, she has chronic severe asthma. She has really severe sinuses and allergy problems. And you know, I mean, at least three or four times a year she takes terrible asthma attacks. And you know, and it's tough to take your child, you know, to rush her to a hospital and to watch them force air down her lungs, you know. And you know, and then I've been kind of at this, you know, I'm not no coal hater. You know, I'm not against coal, and you know, but I live right, but the thing is, I lived here first. And this coal processing plant moved in beside of our house, you know, and I mean, they are every day, they are hammering us with coal dust, and I mean, just absolutely covering us up. So I started taking pictures and videoing, you know, of our situation, and I showed it to her doctors, you know, and I asked them, I said, you know, do you think, because I've lived in coal all my life, never thought nothing of it. You know, and when I showed the doctors, you know, the conditions that we was living in, you know, he looked at me and said, man, you have got to get your child away from this. You know, they're smothering your child to death. You know, he said, besides your child, you too. You know, he said, all of you need to get away from there. But, you know, she just has really bad respiratory problems.
As do a lot of kids in Eastern Kentucky. It is the truth.
Right.
You know,
I mean, a lot of people, even right here in my own county, there for a while, you know, everybody couldn't understand, you know, they won't turn a blind eye to it, you know. But like I spoke with David and Murray on the phone earlier, you know, I'm not against coal. You know, if it wasn't for coal, we wouldn't have half the United States that we have right now, because that's what has built the United States. But you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything.
My thing I like to say about coal is, if we didn't have coal, these women wouldn't look as pretty without all that makeup.
God, dog.
And Ken Dixon, too.
No, but there's time to stay. You know, if you're doing something, if I'm doing something and I'm harming my neighbor, well, I need to step back and look at myself, you know, and take a good long look in the mirror, you know, and really think about that. And it's time for me to decide, you know, well, I'm hurting my neighbor, so should I relocate myself, or should I try to relocate the ones I'm harming? You know, because I own my place that I live right here. You know, I built it with, you know, my own two hands, sweat and tears. And, you know, and it's mine. It was my grandfather's before then. And I shouldn't be forced from my home, you know, something that I own and love and near dear to my heart, because, you know, a coal processing plant, B&W's, wants to come in and just run wild.
He don't care to say name, does he?
No. You know, it's B&W Resources, and they have come in here, and they run our elected, not our elected officials, but our state inspectors and stuff are just, I mean, you wouldn't believe at some of the video that I have on these state inspectors, you know, just totally overlooking violations. I mean, them covering us up with coal dust, and the inspector says that he sees nothing going wrong.
Stick to your ground, because, you know, there's a true base story, Aaron Brockovich, and stick to your grounds. You know, there's always, you know, I believe dirty goes on, and you know, you got to stick to your grounds for your family.
Brother, this is my land, son. There ain't nobody going to come on my property or disrespect me, or there ain't nobody going to come in and tell me that I have to go somewhere, because this is all I've got. You know what?
Exactly.
You know, I don't have much, but what I have is mine.
And
there ain't nobody
going
to come in and bully over me, and you know, and tell me what they're going to do and what they ain't going to do, because you know I'm a, you know, I listen. I'm just a poor country boy, but I'm a proud country boy.
Yeah.
I think never in my life have I ever met anybody sound like David Jr. besides Bob.
No, I mean, that's
the way it's got to
be, you know.
I guess
it's
Kentucky Pride.
You know, just like
Kentucky Pride.
You know, just like when Art and JJ, tried to bully over us using the U-turn right there. You know, I said, you know, it's two things you don't do to a country boy. You don't kick his dog, and you don't threaten him.
Let me interject you for the Bopper and Mark. You guys, by far, not taking anything away from any of our seasons, but I feel like, I've been watching this from the beginning, this show, and this season is by far one of the best seasons ever. I mean, it has every element you're looking for. And so, like Cowboy said, you're on a platform right now. One of the biggest platforms. This is like an Emmy award-winning reality show. Okay, you go out there and you pump yourself and you do what you got to do to make your word known. I mean, and people will listen. You have fans throughout the United States, so I wish you luck.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, man.
No, no problem. I mean, I'm a
kind person. The thing is, from here on out, your world has changed.
Absolutely it has.
But your eyes have opened to a whole new world. You do have a platform. You can do something good for Kentucky. Just remember where you came from.
Listen, honey.
Always give back.
Kentucky,
that's all I tell everybody if you ever get a chance.
A country boy is all I'll ever be. That's
yeah,
where I am.
Just remember what you are.
You know,
but
you
your world
you
has changed.
Go. You can
you'll
take
be
the boy
recognized.
Out of the country.
But you can't take
you,
the country out of the boy.
But I
never
see you, Bob, you can go
to
New York City, and there's going to be people who think they're your brother and sister.
Listen, I'm going to New York City here.
Don't say when, but you're going.
Well,
yeah,
but
don't
listen,
say when.
I'm going to New York City here pretty quick. New York is definitely going to know who Bopper and Mark is.
No, I promise. New York already knows Bopper and Mark.
They already know.
Mark's getting ready to meet New York.
Get ready to see New York. It took us 3 hours to go one block in New York.
It was crazy. It was awesome. So you just enjoy
it. Get ready for the red carpet ride.
You will be recognized no matter where you go from here on out. You are going to be recognized everywhere.
Make sure you got
Kentucky on. You know I will. Hey, Mallory.
Yeah.
Are you still there? Listen. And Gary, I know this is going to, listen, I don't want to offend the father, but listen, I have a message for you, Mallory, from the Guidos. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
They said you're hot, honey. They said if I ever had a chance to talk to you, for me to tell you that they thought you was hot. See, you were supposed to hear that now, brother. I had to relay a message for the Guido boys, you know.
But I want to hear what Gary has to say about this.
Yeah. Wait,
let's hear it, Daddy.
I don't like no boyfriends, Mark. Or Bopper. Hey, boys are evil.
There you go.
But I tell you what, though, I bet you if he could ever pick a boyfriend or a boy to like me, that it would definitely be one that had been on the Amazing Race. So you tell the Guidos they can come on down to Nashville and they can visit, and my dad can hang with them too. And
well,
there
you go.
Approved.
There you go.
Hey, Bopper, how are you like? It's 3 months. You have a daughter, but that's three months been in the same room with her with the 20-foot rule. You know, in the same camera frame.
Right.
You know, every morning I woke up, I was told what I looked like, what I sounded like, what I smelled like.
Hey, let me tell you something. The hardest part of that race, and I'm going to be totally honest about this, the hardest part of that race was putting up with Mark for 30 days. Listen, me and that boy have been friends all of our life, but we can always get our differences, and we can walk away from each other and we're done. But when you're locked up for 30 days, you won't kill each other, you know. I love my buddy and all, don't get me wrong, I do love him. But, Lord,
hey,
I've seen times I wanted to kill him.
Bopper, answer me this, because it's nothing. It won't affect anything to do with the show whatsoever. But did you and Mark have to share a full size bed at any point in time? Because me and Mike
yes,
did.
We did.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the leg that you just watched.
Yeah.
Tonight we have to share a bed.
I remember that.
I didn't like it much, brother.
Which one of you is the loudest? Two twin size beds in every room.
Just about.
And we're a married couple.
No, we got stuck with one queen size bed.
Which one of y'all snore the loudest?
Yeah, we got the queen size. Me say something. Listen, there ain't nothing worse than a Mark fart. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing in this world worse than a Mark fart.
I beg to differ, Bopper. Bopper.
Stop that.
Bopper.
Listen, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't.
Two-way snoring.
Listen. Don't be acting like you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, because I've never been in bed with Mark yet. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You live with a Dave fart.
Oh,
sounds like roses.
Yeah, and I could see Mallory jumping up right now, cook one, saying, "Hey, like that, Dad."
Mallory, did you and your daddy have to share a bed?
Hey, we were glad when we got a double bed.
Really?
We slept on the street several nights.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah,
I tell you what. You know what? His clothes smelled so bad. I was like, Dad, there's no way that we're ever going to move up to first class because of what you smell like. I've got to wash your clothes. So we were in Africa in Ghana one day, and I said, just give me your clothes. I'm going to put them in the shower with me. Like, I get to take a shower. I stepped on those pants, and there was black strings of dirt coming out of them. I was like, Dad. Like, this is hard in our game. This is part of my strategy now. Like, I got to get you clean.
Hey, Bopper, I don't want to miss the opportunity for you to congratulate your partner, Mark, in Temecula at the Reality Rally for winning that race. How cool was that?
Oh, wow. Listen, when he called and told me that was awesome. I didn't get to go with him because, you know, I take care of my father a whole lot here. You know, he raised me, so now it's time for me to step up and look after him a whole lot. But, yeah, I was real tickled when Mark called and told me that they had won, you know, out in California at the Reality Rally. And, you know, I really wanted to be there. But, you know, there was just a few obstacles in my way, or his old brother Rob Al says it, obstacles. There was some obstacles in my way, and I couldn't go.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got a few statements. This is Cowboy. Gary and Mallory, just a couple of things I want to pitch out at y'all real quick. Mallory, I'm actually, I do research. I do remember y'all very well on Maze Race. Mallory, I'm looking at a picture of you as Miss Kentucky. And, did your father okay band suit?
Did he what?
Did he okay that band suit for you to go out?
That bathing suit? Well, we're a family of physical, you know, fitness and competitors. We're from a family of wrestlers, and, you know, physical fitness is so big. In fact, like, not only did my dad okay the swimsuit, but he posted it on his Facebook because he was so proud of, like, how in shape I got. So he won't okay a boyfriend, but he'll okay a swimsuit. So
I knew how much work it got to get her body in that kind of shape.
and
the Guidos, Mark's or Bopper's buddies, the Guidos, they'd appreciate that. And it's a lot of work, and I'm proud of it.
Let me tell you something. If my little girl grows up looking that good, I'm gonna be posting the same stuff, brother.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I tell you what. My daughter's 13, and I've got my shotgun ready. My question is to Gary. Gary, I tell you what, I know that my daughter, she's 13. I've got three boys and one girl. And if I did an amazing race with my daughter, I know we would kill each other. How did you do it running the race with Mallory?
Well, you know, I was a fan of the race. I watched it from season one. And, you know, a common boy from Western Kentucky would have never got on it if he wouldn't have had a daughter made it to Miss Kentucky in the finals of Miss America. So, you know, I was just glad to be on it. You know, we live on a farm 15 miles from the nearest town. And, you know, we had a relationship from the, you know, day one. And, you know, just to be able to to experience the trip, like, just like Bopper said, you know, every day was a blessing. You know, the second time, to get to do it twice, you know, we really focused on, you know, we're gonna win this race, but we're gonna have a good time every day.
You
know,
you go.
Right.
And if we get drug into drama or into, you know, we just got to steer clear of it. We want to watch the world around us go by and appreciate the people we're with. And, you know, that's kind of the way I took it. You know, and that's kind of, it was our philosophy. You know, that's the cool thing that I like tonight, what I saw with Bopper and Mark. You know, they kind of got, you know, they were in it for the money, you know, but they started thinking about their families and, you know, and you know, they've just, I know they feel so blessed to be able to see what they saw. You know, Mark in Africa, you know, the 2 weekends before, it's
yes.
just amazing. And you know, it's just it's beyond words. And I know a lot of people on this call have experienced it, but you know, I'm just blessed to have been able to do it.
You know, Gary, you mentioned Mark there about the, you know, listen, I wish the camera could have just showed, you know, that night, you know, behind the scene, we was, you know, sitting in our rooms, and we had this little balcony outside, you know, we was overlooking this beautiful, beautiful landscape, and Mark just sat there, he cried his eyes out, you know, just thinking, just thinking about his heritage, you know, and just thinking about, you know, how wonderful it could be if he could bring his mother and his family there, but that, the Africa trip, just seeing the look in Mark's eyes. Listen, money can't buy that stuff.
No. No.
You know, I mean, you can't buy that stuff.
Priceless. Can I interrupt here for a second? This is Paul again. We do have people that are in our chat room that are also on Twitter a lot. Mallory, somebody said that they found two different Twitters on yours. Would you like to share what the correct one for you is?
Yeah, sure. It's at Mallory Irvin. It's all lowercase. I'm checking it right now. But yeah, tell them I'd love for them to friend me. Tell them to send me a message.
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. Tell them to send me a message because I might have to de-add someone to add them.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's at Mallory Irvin.
I'm wanting to add you, so that's why I'm on Facebook right now and wanting to add you.
Oh, of course, yeah, send me a message for sure, and you know, tell anybody that wants to add me on Twitter, I'm like, I'm back on. So is my dad.
All right, and Gary, I found one for you. Is yours Gervin4901?
Yep. And,
okay,
and I don't have that many friends, so I'll take all the friends I can get.
Well, I'm your buddy, son. If you ain't got no friend in the world, Gary, I'm your buddy, brother.
I know. You friended me a long time ago, Bopper.
There you
hey,
go.
Mallory, on Facebook,
Bopper,
is it Mallory Irvin?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Bopper, we were so proud that y'all wore your Kentucky Pride shirts.
That's
too.
Right. Listen, we was proud to see you guys wear your Kentucky Pride shirt. Even
oh,
though
we
was yellow,
we
still
daddy.
Seen the Kentucky Proud.
Yeah, Bobby, you just wait till you get back from your finale. You're going to get this big old box. Well, it was actually when we went back-to-back and went All-Stars right after. So we get back from All-Stars, and this big old box of Kentucky Pride stuff for us and our kids. It was amazing.
I know. I wish I'd had a new shirt for the show.
Wow, you know what? I just realized we have back-to-backers teams on right now, Gary and Mallory, as well as
uh-huh.
Dave and Mary, did back-to-back
right.
seasons.
Right.
Yeah, and we might be seeing Bopper and Mark.
Yeah, you're getting ready to see another back-to-back and don't know it.
The charm, huh?
It's coming, it's
I
coming.
Think,
my leg's better now.
Because, you know, we had Kent and Vixen. They went 2 seasons. We had Louisville girls, Jen and Keisha. They went 2 seasons and actually won. Mallory and Irvin,
Mallory and Gary
both won. I mean, both played 2 seasons. Me and David played 2 seasons.
Yeah, but we went back to back.
And they did too.
Yeah,
and then
they
you
did.
Got Bopper. And Bopper and Mark, I think, is going to be on
I hope and pray that Mike and I will be on.
Yeah, I think
to get you guys.
They were that good of a team.
For 20.
Yeah, I think they were that good of a team they would easily.
And Survivor's
got
Twisted coming up.
Bring another
one in,
yeah.
Survivor's got
Twisted
coming up.
The Survivor's doing the same thing. So.
We need Louie and Mike back on, too. No question.
I agree.
Absolutely. I'm
going to
start a Facebook page. Mary, before I let you anybody get away, I have to ask, how is baby Savannah?
Baby Savannah is awesome.
God bless.
Rotten.
You know, honest
Praise
again,
the Lord.
We have, since the Amazing Race, we've done so much charity work for kids, because that's what I just want people to realize.
Amen.
You know, kids are what this world's going to be in 30 years.
It's our future.
You got to give back to the kids. And never once, I have a child, Cody, 16, just turned 16 last week. And he's been epileptic since he was a year old. And we went through 30 seizures, and they've been pretty bad ones. But never
I'm
once
so
have I been faced with the
so
fact
well.
That my child, her liver has shut down, her pancreas has shut down. She could be dying, and seeing pain like 2-year-old having a baby.
Yeah, hey, Gary Mallory and Bopper,
yeah.
I got all y'all on the phone. Y'all live in Western Kentucky, right?
We do.
Okay, well, you're right, friend. I'll pick you up. You ain't but an hour and 45 minutes away at most.
Well, brother, drop in anytime.
What about let's go to Cincinnati and do a liver walk for the...
Her liver shut down. The GI clinic.
And it'll be a weekend. We can all get together.
And the GI clinic at Cincinnati Medical Hospital saved her life, guys. I just want the world to give back. Kids
awesome.
Of all people. I understand cancer hits everybody.
So if we can get this going on, would y'all just do a walk?
Absolutely. Brother, listen, I don't care if it's for a child or any kind of human being. If I can do anything for anybody, son, that's what I'm all about, brother. That's what the Lord put us here for, is to help.
Amen. Amen.
Something in Kentucky instead of going somewhere else.
Hey,
Amen.
You just hit home to me. I actually take care of my mom. My mom lives with my three kids. I've got custody of three out of four kids. I raise three kids, and I raise my mother as well. And I say I raise her, but she's a 100% disabled veteran. And, you know, I tell you what, we're family. We go through the same stuff. We're just like everyone else, and we go through the same pain.
That's right.
True.
We've got somebody in our chat room that's from Maysville, Kentucky, right now.
Oh,
they would love to meet
you guys.
She
was a Miss America from Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'd like to know just how many E's dropping right now.
Mallory, you were a fourth runner-up to the Miss America, weren't you?
I was, yes, believe it or not.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
We believe it.
You've had so many achievements.
I thought she was number one and got cheated.
I think so, too.
I think there was some flim-flam going on there.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Mallory, if you were Miss Oklahoma, you would have won it.
Oh, you think so? Oklahoma didn't even make top 10
that
year.
Kentucky 31 NBA. NCAA. You know, and Bobber and Mark very well win the Amazing Race.
Right.
Who's to say a Miss Kentucky might not win Miss America this year?
It might be our year.
Hey, Kentucky's on a roll.
Yeah.
Kentucky's a good place to be from. We're proud to represent it. I know that was a highlight of my dad and I season. We wore the Kentucky Proud shirts like Bobber and Mark, and Kentucky is a really special place, and that people
right.
just come together and get behind you. Don't you feel like that, Bopper? Like, it's just unbelievable.
Exactly right. I'm just waiting for you and Gary to fly that private jet you got in down here and pick us up and take us on a Hollywood trip.
Boy, let's go, the four of us, let's go.
Y'all stop by St. Louis and pick me up, okay?
Okay.
I'm with Gary.
Yeah.
So listen, any hitchhiker he's picking up?
I'm with Mallory.
I'm with you, Mallory.
I like St. Louis. I might go to the Golden Arts.
Oh, my God.
We all are funny.
I tell you, this has been a really one of the best times we have had. I mean, to have all of you people from Kentucky all on one call, I am loving this so much.
Oh,
my
God.
It's been a blessing to have all of you up on one call.
I got something to say about it, but this whole world, and I have got to circle the globe. And everybody, listen, everybody told me that I talk funny. But you know what? They talk funny to me.
That's what I always say.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
They talk funny to me, really.
Hey. Hey, Bopper, at least with me and you, they had to subtitle everything we said. And with Mallory, she got educated there when she's on her pageants. And they
there
didn't
you go. That's okay. That's okay.
Hey, I was subtitled a couple of times myself.
Mallory,
well, I can't understand you at all,
Louis. I like it. That way they got to hear what I said twice.
That's crazy.
Hey, Bopper, I can hear you a hell of a lot better than I can hear Louis.
There you go.
I like Louis's accent.
I wish Louis would say Harper.
Well, I think besides Australians, I like the northern accent.
I do, too. I like that new commercial. I want to hear Louis say it.
Louis, say Hopper.
Hopper.
This commercial, it just keeps on going, Hopper, Hopper, Hopper.
Hopper.
And it's all about this new TV thing called Hopper.
From Dish Network,
then
the Hopper.
Old man, he said, just shut up.
You got that commercial, too?
Yeah.
Tell me that's not awesome.
Yeah.
It reminds you of the Amazing Race, don't it?
It reminds me of Duke from the Amazing Race.
Yeah, it reminds
us
of that northern.
And Louie and everybody from up north.
And Louie, we talk to him all the time. On this radio show, and
yeah.
He's got that accent with Hopper.
Hey, I don't care, man. I'm like you guys from Kentucky down south. You're proud from where you are. I'm proud from where I am. You know, we all have our.
I love your accent. Okay.
We're all characters in our own right. You know, so it's all good. I don't care. You know, and we're all the same. We all bleed the same. We all we believe.
That's right, brother. We share this
we
world
do.
Together.
Yeah.
So,
I still
mean,
like your accent.
But this is
I want to say something.
We've been on a radio show that we wasn't. We didn't have the only accents. At least we can understand each other or not.
There you go.
You know what's funny, Bopper? Is Mark on too?
No, he's not on. It's you just got half the crew tonight, brother.
I just want to say, Bob. That I originally had called Gary and Mallory to come on tonight, and they were grateful. I am so grateful that they did come on, and so you were a bonus extra. And to have all you people, you Kentucky people on, it's such a cool thing. So if you guys hit me up on Facebook in the message section with an address, I'll send you guys police shirts. If you guys send me something like Kentucky shirts.
Yep. Listen, I'll do you better than that, brother. I'll autograph you one, son.
And I'll do the same for you.
Hey, listen, let me bring you on eBay.
Hey, Louis.
Yes, sir.
I got a moonshine still in my barn.
And we'll help you run it, brother.
I'll send you a bottle of that.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. That's
Now,
hey, there were three girls in season 17 that got pregnant right after the race, and they all blamed it on my moonshine I sent them.
Oh, my God.
And liquid panty remover.
I'm coming to visit somebody.
Now, if we got women on here now, we got to watch what we say.
I'm trying
no
some of that.
I don't want none of your money.
I ain't worried about the baby part. It's over with.
being in the reality world.
No, I can't. I ain't no. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Cowboy, I'll let you know if I have any more dreams, okay?
If God gives another baby, he gives it to us. If he don't, he don't. I ain't stopping. I ain't getting clipped. And
David,
I ain't stopping.
Shut up.
So listen up, you guys. I want to tell you all something. I don't care if I get in trouble over or not, but now May the 3rd, I'm going to be on the talk. Me and Mark is.
Bopper!
We're going to be live on the talk.
Okay, Bopper, how
May
are we
the
not talk?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not out loud.
Yeah, but no. I can say this. They told me not to say it, so.
Mallory, tell him to be quiet.
Papa, be careful, bro. We don't want you getting in any trouble, man.
Hey,
don't,
Mitch,
you know,
Mitch is gonna be calling you.
Well, I mean, they said that.
That did a long, long time ago. You just don't remember.
A long, long time ago.
When he was leaving California to come home or wherever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've told you this.
Well, listen. Well, this is their fault because they didn't.
I'm trying to keep you out of trouble, buddy.
That's okay, son. Listen, I've been in trouble before. I'm pretty good talking myself out of it.
Okay.
Just get some of Gary's moonshine. If you're in trouble, give him some of that moonshine.
Gary,
and they'll forget all about the trouble you were in.
Better that. Bopper, come to our house and make some moonshine with us. We'd love to have you all.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to visit.
Well, there you go. Listen, we'll all have to get together sometime or another. And,
we definitely will.
We'll have elbows and, look each other in the eyes and see what's going on.
Hey, Bopper, one thing. There's more of us on this side of Kentucky.
He don't say.
So they got to bring it to us.
Do what now?
There's more of us on eastern Kentucky, so they got to bring it to us.
There you go. Hell, I might beat you a little bit myself.
Terry, I love you.
Listen, guy, we got a queen.
Who loves me?
I said Terry Garcia, I love you.
Oh, I love you
we
too,
love,
Mary.
We love
I absolutely adore you. You
That's
are
okay,
cause
I love
just
you.
One
I
of
love
my...
your name and I love where you live and I love you.
I
well, David
love
Murray,
you
I got a question
so
for
you. Much. You are a sweetheart.
Take it
and
easy one.
Ever since Cowboy introduced I have adored you.
We'll have not. Now, listen, is this a live radio station we're talking on?
Terry,
yes.
Do you want to tell him what this is?
It's
this
live
is
and then it'll be rebroadcasted.
Well,
this
I won't tell everybody
radio
what's
show.
Up from Kentucky. That's what I want to ask them. Bopper wants to know what's going on in the rest of the world.
Bopper, it's live, but you can also go on a web address and find it again, like at a later date.
Yes, we will put the podcast up, and you can re-listen to it later. We will have it. On a podcast to
listen
to later.
Well, then listen, if you think I said something to get me in trouble, edit that out, please.
You
didn't get it. It's live and in the past. It's phone.
If we think he says something to get you in trouble, we just want to post
it. If any Amazing Race or Big Brother says, don't say it. Just don't say it. Or
just blame it on Gary.
Blame it on Louie. He couldn't understand.
Blame it on me.
Right, that's true, because it could be my next door neighbor, guys.
You know, I don't know who you guys think I am, but I'm just standing in.
My next door neighbor might know what's going on with Mark in Africa, too, mightn't he?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, while we got Gary and Mallory on the phone, because, they were originally the original guests, I just quickly, because it's almost near the end of the show, but what are you guys up to? Like, what are you guys doing? Anything exciting? Gary, Mallory?
This is Gary. I've never done anything exciting except being on the race. I'm an overpaid lineman that built a company and I do telecommunications construction kind of all over the country and
yep.
Back into it with my brothers, and that's all.
Nice.
I would also say, Gary, something exciting you did was Mallory. Having Mallory.
Aww.
Yep.
There you go. The Lord's the biggest blessing you can ever have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank y'all. Yeah, it was such
You're
a cool
welcome.
Thing to go. When they asked me to pick a partner, I didn't even, think twice about
That's
picking
awesome.
Him. Aw. Really,
that's
really
so
cool.
Awesome. That is great that you guys have such a tight relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's
we,
the
we,
coolest.
It was, really cool. I'm the oldest of four, too, so to get to do something like that with my dad, I never get one-on-one time with him unless we're in a deer stand or something. I mean, we don't get time like that, so, man, getting to do it once, we about fell out, and then getting to do it again.
like, hot dang. Yeah, I thought I was going to win the Mega Millions a couple weeks ago, but I think I used up all my luck.
Hey, Mallory, I got a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
Is, like I said, I'm raising three kids, two boys and a girl by myself, and my girl, we clash so much. If you could give me one advice whatsoever, what would you give me?
Just keep at it. Like, she loves you. Like, you know, whenever my dad and I clash, you know, it's just because I'm hard-headed or because, you know, I was a teenager or because I didn't like him falling off the end of my makeup brush because he said it weighed too much for a backpack.
I do the same.
But, yeah. But, I mean, you know, she loves you so much, I'm sure, because even when I've clashed the most with my dad, if he would have only known, you know, what I was thinking in my mind, I wasn't really mad at him. I could never really be mad at him.
I tell you what, from the dad's part of it, and Bopper, you got it too, man. They go through all types of phases. When they're little girls, they don't care. You're their heroes. They get teenagers. You're not cool enough. I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, you become their heroes again, and it kind of, ebbs
and makes
flows.
It worth it.
Well, I hope you're right, Gary, that, you know, listen,
me too.
You know, because I have learned one thing, brother, and I know it's true. Men is from Jupiter and women from Mars. But I tell you, and Gary, you can relate to this. You know, when my child gets in, you know, the first thing she wants to do is her homework. Like I said, she's a super bright student.
Yeah.
But listen, since I have been on this race and what she has seen, what I have put out for her, listen, the sparkle in her eye when she looks at me, money cannot buy that. I'm telling you, she is so proud of me.
Yeah.
And that is, I mean, you talk about feeling like a man. When your child, whether it be boy or girl, when your child is proud of you, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Three, 4 more years down the line, and they're spoiled rotten because they've been everywhere on Earth because you're offered everything on Earth. And then
exactly.
It's like they hate you for everything. She's only 8 right now, honey. You just wait. You call me back when she turns 13.
Oh, Lord, I know it.
Oh,
I have a special request from everyone. We have a listener that
is... I was
going
to tell you, too, Sherry, or Louis, whoever's writing. I really want to do Around the World for Free. I'm kind of trying to get, hopefully I'll be doing that this summer. I'm in kind of talks with the people that are in charge, and they were on the race. So I've got some cool new things in the works, so hopefully people will stay behind me. And
absolutely,
yeah.
And let's keep in touch, and maybe we can, let's talk some more about that. I'd like to talk to you more about that. We have a listener that is... he's doing ministry work over in Serbia. His name is Dusty, and he listens to every one of Louis' shows. And he's going to be, I think, in about 8 days, moving to Guatemala with his ministry. But he listens to every one of Louis' shows and podcasts. And I was just wondering if y'all wouldn't mind just giving a shout-out to Dusty and say hi to Dusty over in Serbia.
Hi,
Dusty
in Serbia.
What's up, Dusty?
He's over there working with a bunch of, you know, young kids over there that don't have it as good as we have here in the United States. And
that's right.
He's
Listen,
just a really great guy.
A lot of people cannot appreciate that until you cannot really appreciate being an American until you have traveled this world see how other people have it. I can sit here and I can honestly say I live in one of the poorest counties in the nation, but I am blessed beyond my means. I'm telling you, what I've seen around this world, any American has no right to really complain.
Not at all.
I would say, Bopper, that is one of the amazing things of watching that show is seeing some of it. You guys see more of it than we do from the editing, but, I mean, how cool is it that you're actually going to be making somebody's day from this podcast, from this radio broadcast in Serbia? I think that's the power of the internet, isn't it?
Well, see, Dave Murray, you didn't tell me I was getting into this, brother.
Bopper, I didn't tell you. I'm telling you, even in December, I get an email from somebody who's just now watching season 10.
Right, right.
I'm telling you, these people around the world watch every season, but they don't get it until years later. I'm going to tell you, you might think America's forgot about you, but in 5 years' time, you're going to be a big, big thing in Libya.
Well, here's what I got to tell everybody, and I don't mean to be rude or cut anybody out, but anybody that's listening to this old country boy right now, here's what I want to tell you. I love you, brother, and I love you, sister. We live in this world together. We have to look after one another. If you see somebody been done wrong, you be man or woman enough to stand up and you take up for them and you help them. And I want to tell everybody that's listening within my voice that I love you. We are all brothers and sisters. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how poor you are. We all bleed the same, and we put our pants on one leg at a time.
You know, I like to say something on the racist thing and stuff like that. In my season, I was called a racist, and I've got two beautiful black nephews. And, you know, it doesn't matter what race we are. We all came from the same person in generations, if you believe in God or whatnot. But you know what? We all feel the same pain. And, you know, it doesn't matter if we're Chinese, if we're black, if we're white. We all go through the same pain. Why be so negative?
I agree. We've got a caller on hold that I'd like to bring up. I think she'd like to come in on this conversation.
You better give her a fire
warning. Oklahoma, thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, Robin. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Bopper and Mark.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, I love y'all.
Well, listen, I don't even know you, and I love you.
Well, honey, you just said you loved everybody, so I'm counting myself in.
I love everybody.
I'm counting myself in that mixture.
Bopper, so you know, Mark just became a grandmother this last week.
Do what now?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. 5 days ago.
Robin became a grandmother.
And I'm too young to be a grandma. Only 45, so.
You became a grandmother this week?
Yes. On Wednesday.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, it's my third grandson. Lord have mercy. We all started early, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
You know, I'll say that even my mama says, she said, listen, I would give anything in the world if I could have my grandkids before I had my kids. You know, the love that you have for your grandchildren can't compare to the love that you have for your children.
My mama says you should have a grandkid than a kid, because the kids you got to raise and grandkids you can always send home.
Well, let me tell you, Mark and Bopper, you guys, we've been rooting for y'all. You know, I was kind of.
I'll ask.
Someone else, Sam, their story tonight was so touching, and I was so into it, crying, and the strength that Bopper had to go back in there and do what he needed to do, and it just was wonderful. You guys have captured so many people's hearts.
And
because
so
you're
glad
real
that it was
people,
a non-elimination
real.
Race. I actually jumped up.
I kind of had a feeling because he didn't say anything, and he let them go on about, you know, they wanted to make their kids proud. And I said, please say non-elimination again. And he did, of course, I clapped my hands. But you guys,
yes,
that
was
wonderful.
Robin, that was very emotional. I just want to let you know that Dave and Mary are three-way calling Bopper. Mark is not here, but Bopper is on, just to clarify that. And we're also trying to be very careful not to...
what we say.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, Robin.
I gotcha. I know this reality thing.
Yeah, that way if Bopper gets in trouble, Mark won't.
There you go.
Hey,
Bopper, I always blame it on Mark.
Bopper, you know, Robin lives in my town. She's one of my closest friends. And she's the biggest reality fan ever. And,
ever.
You know, she bleeds it as much as I do.
Yes, I love it. And I love the reality group that comes with us, like Carrie and Panther and so on and so forth. I love
her. I hear the baby
And Panther told me to tell everyone she can't call in.
But she loves
what?
Hey guys, I don't mean to be the potty pooper here, but it's getting late and I gotta work in the morning, and can I do a quick recap? And if you guys want to keep talking, you can keep talking.
Let's do that.
Sure. Thanks for picking me up, you guys.
All right, thank you,
you're
Robin.
Welcome.
Bye,
Robin.
Bye.
I love y'all so much.
Take care, hon.
Love you too. Thanks,
sweetie. No. All right, this is The Amazing Race, season 20, episode 9. And they're coming from Africa, and they're making their way to Cochin, India. Then they have to take a bus to Sacred Heart College for the next clue. Once they got there, it was a roadblock, and they were in Bollywood, and they had to learn a dance routine and then perform it in front of a director with 30 other dancers. That particular routine, Brendan and Rachel.
Dave and Rachel.
Dave and Rachel, and Rachel did it. Vanessa did it. Rachel did it, and JJ did it, and Mark. Our hearts went out to Mark Bapa, like yours did, you know, and it was incredible how he turned around and stayed in there, and just because he had that determination, and he did it, and that's admirable. Then there was once they completed that, there was a route info, and they had to go to an Indian coffee house for the next clue. Once they got there, it was a detour. They had to master the skills of cricket or clutch it. And so Rachel and Brendan and Art and JJ did the cricket. Rachel and Dave, Vanessa and Ralph, and Mark and Barbara did the clutch it. From there, it was the next pit stop. In Cochin, Cochin's known as Queen of the Sea, and they had to go to Balaghati Palace for the pit stop. As we all know, those of you who watched tonight, you know, Mark had a hell of a time, and it was incredible. I can't say that enough. But Rachel and Dave came in first. This is their fifth leg. They've come in first. They won a trip by Travelocity to St. Lucia. Came in second. Brendan and Rachel came in second. Art and JJ came in third. Vanessa and Ralph came in fourth, and Mark and Bopper came in fifth, and it was a non-elimination, and, I'm sure the whole United States was excited about that. So,
I know I was.
Amazing.
I mean, Bopper, it happened to me in China, and we thought we were eliminated, and it was a non-elimination, so it is a pretty exciting moment.
You think your whole world's ended, and then all of a sudden Phil says,
yeah.
Keep writing.
So I'd like to thank everybody. I like Gary, Mallory. I love you guys, Mary, Dave, Barbara, and my co-host Cherry and Paul. Thank you guys so much. What an amazing evening we had, and thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Louie.
We'll talk to you next week, Louie.
Thank you, Louie, so much. You guys can all stay on the phone if you'd like. Louie's going to go ahead and go, but if you guys want to stay on, Paul and I will keep the phone line open for a while.
Bob,
Louie,
you want to stay on
so
a while?
Well, I'll stay for a few more minutes, but I'm going to have to go myself here. I got to get up real early in the morning. We got a couple of schoolhouses to go and visit tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll stay on for a few more minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Louie.
Thanks, Louie.
Bopper, we did have a chat room question asking if you were on Facebook. I did a search. Are you bopper.minton? Is that your Facebook page?
Bopper Minton, brother. You won't find many of them on there.
I don't think there's a dot in it. I think it's just Bopper Minton.
Yeah, it's just Bopper Minton.
Yeah.
I'm the ugly guy standing beside the sign.
Well, tell him he's a friend on my list. That's the one he is, okay?
Hey, Mary, is Mallory on yours as well?
I think so. Mallory?
Yes.
You're on mine, right? Because you did a beauty pageant. We were right there. You were beautiful. You did.
Oh,
remember?
Mallory's page is full. She can't even accept no more friends.
But that's the thing. These beauty pageant contestants are just plum beautiful. I think people don't realize just watching, because all my life I've grown up watching all these beauty pageants, you know, and then go on season 10 and I meet Miss New York and Miss California who made it to the final 10, and then meet Mallory, you know.
I was in their life,
a little girl watches these people and then gets to meet real life beauty contestants.
Mary, I was in a beauty pageant once.
Was you?
Well, I better meet you
because I'm sick and tired of thinking you're my brother from another mother just on the radio.
my high heels broke.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Terry Garcia, I love you and your name and your city. I have to always tell you that.
Listen, guys, listen, it's been a blast talking with you all tonight. Hope we can do it again.
Bopper, we would love to have you back on the Rad Reality Show.
Bopper, we love you. You made me cry.
Bopper.
You're a heathen.
I love all of you all, too.
And Rich, you're a heathen, too. You don't know it.
And good luck. I hope you do get what you want and what you need out of this world, okay?
I'll never stop till I do, honey.
But that's okay, because
you
call me. We're just an hour and a half away. We'll see each other all the time.
Terry Garcia just sent him a Facebook request.
You better accept everybody.
Hey, Bopper, you do watch the recent Big Brothers that's going to be on this next summer, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I do the round table when Big Brother's on. Do you mind if I can get you to call in and help us out a little bit with Mark and David?
Hey, anything you need, brother? Listen, have you got my phone number?
Bopper, I'll give it to him.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
The Big Brother Roundtable
is the coolest thing to be a part of.
Hey, your phone number is already where it shouldn't be.
David,
don't put us nowhere else. Okay?
Listen, I ain't had no phone harassment yet, except you two.
But we will give all y'all their numbers, because, Bopper, you don't mind we give your number out to them people, right?
Don't care at all, honey.
Don't care at all,
Thank
and I'm going to give it out to everybody in the world, including Libya.
Don't worry, he already has.
All right, yeah, there you go.
You go to bed and tell your kids we love them. Tell your little girl that I have a 2-year-old who prays for the world every day, and she's praying for your daughter.
All right, I appreciate it. Listen, to each and every one of you loving, listen, I love you all, and y'all have a good night.
You too, buddy.
Thank you so much for calling us. We can't thank you enough. We've enjoyed it so much.
Right, bye, Bopper.
God bless, sweetheart.
All
right.
Hey, Mallory?
I got to quickly. Hold on a second. I got to play this.
I love you, and you, and you. Oh, and you too. And don't forget him. I love her, and him, and her, and him, and him, and her. I love you all.
That's not funny.
Is that me?
That was for all of you.
Oh, that's
great. Listen, y'all. Love you guys. You have a good night.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Bopper.
All right, bye-bye.
Mary and Gary, I hope you can stay on with us for a few moments.
I need to tell Mallory that somebody complimented you in the chat room, said you're a pretty damn good singer, too.
Well, children, thank you very much. You know, that's what started everything for me. I was a singer before I could talk. So, children, thank you very much. I hope to pursue that again one day. So, children, thank you. Who was that that said that?
It was Thomas. He's known as Face Ones on Twitter. He's probably already sent you a request.
Will you tell Thomas thank you? And I'd love to talk to him.
I love his feather bell accent. I love
thank
it.
Mallory, I would love to see you get on Around the World for free.
I would watch it.
I would love to do it so much too. You know, I've been talking to Alex and Burton and a couple more people up for it, but I want to do it so bad. You know, I love people so much and the
Mallory, it's time for somebody from the Amazing Race to do it. We've had a Big Brother person, we've had a Survivor person.
Didn't Rob do it last year?
Alex Boylan did it, and then Jeff from Jeff and Jordan, and then Parvati.
Yes,
Parvati,
so,
right.
I really want to do it, so if y'all have anybody that can
Let's start a Facebook page to get Mallory on.
That would be wonderful.
Let's start a Facebook page to get Mallory Irvin on around the world for free.
But there's a Facebook page on our good friend Flight Time to do Dancing with the Stars.
No, I love Flight Time.
No way, the Globetrotters.
I love Flight Time.
And he's got tens of thousands, but he's trying to get hundreds of thousands.
Mallory, maybe I'll start that Facebook page for you.
Yeah,
and
Terry,
send me an invite.
Really
I'll join it.
Thank
okay.
You.
You know, that way we can,
you
know, bring some attention
to
it,
okay?
and let everyone know that you're interested and really.
I would love
that.
I would really, really love that. Thank you.
Yeah, let's get that started.
Yay!
And yes, get everyone knowing that this is what you want, and CBS needs to really know that people are behind you doing it.
Right.
And just start getting the word out there, and the more that the word is spread, I'm sure that, you know, they'll pay attention. And I think that's how a lot of them have done it, you know, the word of mouth.
I think
and
it is too.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So
I would really appreciate that. Like, I think that this could be the answer to getting them to turn their heads to it too. So I would really appreciate that, like a lot.
I'd be happy to start that for you. Yes, I think it would be awesome. You would be such a perfect person to do that, because you have that good heart, and nobody could turn down your smile. I mean,
thank you.
Nobody could turn down your smile, and I think you would be so perfect to do that show.
Thank you,
Mallory.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to go into details, because I'm not going to get myself in trouble. But if you would be, I love to laugh, if you could have the opportunity to do any other reality show, would you be willing to do it?
The Bachelorette. Would you do it?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd do The Bachelorette, especially.
Oh, my gosh. You would so be so
cool. My dad
would
watch it.
Would you do Big Brother?
I may do Big Brother. You know, I'd really love to do Around the World for Free. They kind of asked me about Survivor before the race, and I'd just done Miss America, so all I was thinking about was eating. So Survivor did not sound fun to me at all. But looking back, I think I would do Survivor. But yeah, I'd totally do Big Brother. Totally do Survivor. My dad would be awesome on Survivor.
Gary?
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts about going on Survivor?
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
You would?
Oh
yeah. I'm going. We're going to Africa in 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness!
To live in the crater and travel with the Maasai. And so,
wow.
I've been there before. So
goodness!
I live for stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
I've lived in the Midwest all my life, and I've never really traveled much at all. So, never been out of the country. I can't even imagine things like that. I see the amazing race on TV, and
like
that's...
And I've been to a lot of places. Oh, a tribal? Whoa. Really, live living there? No way.
You know,
scared to death, lions and tigers and elephants and everything else.
You know, one thing I can tell everybody that is listening, you know, live life like you're dying. I mean, literally. You know,
I love that song.
Enjoy life. You live it once. And, you know, I tell you what, I've been to more places than my mother has. Well, I mean, yeah, probably so. But, you know, it's one of them things where... You know what? Live life. You know, quit living this tightrope life and just, enjoy it, because, you know, it's going to be the end of the world, you know, sometime. And so we take things for granted. And so just have fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the teams that was on The Amazing Race, they were also on Big Brother, the couple that
Rachel
America...
Rachel and Brandon.
No,
Jeff and Jordan.
Jeff and Jordan
actually went.
They went back to one of the countries that they visited while they were on the race, so that they could go back and help build houses and schools. And now I'm having trouble remembering exactly what country it was, but it was one
we
of the ones where they said that the children were, you know, in just such poverty, and they saw they had many orphanages, and Jordan was just saying that if she could adopt a child out of one of these orphanages, that she would just, she wanted to just take them all home. She said they were just so beautiful, and so many of the children wound up in orphanages there because it was such a poor country. And she said that, you know, they wanted to go back on their own. They kept in contact with one of the people that they had met while they were on the race, and they went back there on their own just to go back and help build on, you know, on their own time. And to me, I mean, that's amazing when you can be on the race and then, you know, go back and do things like that. That means it really touched your heart, and I'm sure that everybody would do that if they could. You know, but people with kids can't do that. You know, when you have a family, you know, they're single, they can go back and do that. People with kids can't just uproot and go back to another country and do that, you know. But
unless you can go on the Amazing Race with them. You're on that route.
it's amazing being able to go to the different countries, not just one country in the world. It's every place they take you see that you are so lucky to be in America. And you take everything for granted, including the water, that you complain about paying a bill for, let alone these people would do everything for a drink of water.
Sherry, I might have to go in a second, too. I'm sorry.
We so appreciate you guys coming on and being here with us on the Rad Reality Show. This has been one of the most amazing nights that we've had. And, Cowboy, I can't thank you enough. And Gary and Mallory, it has been such a pleasure having the both of you on, and we'd love to have you back. Mallory, I will do anything I can to help you. I'd love to start that Facebook page for you. We'd
love to see
you on Around the World for Free.
I appreciate that. I'll send you a message tonight on Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you for offering that, and we are so glad to be on the show, so please let us know if we can do it again.
Anytime that you have anything that you want to promote, you're always welcome to come back on and promote it here on the Rad Reality Show. We'd love to have you. And if there's anything at all that you're promoting, you have, you know, charity going on or anything you want to promote, you're always welcome to come back on and promote it here on the Rad Reality Show. You're welcome anytime. You have an open door invitation. So please, you know, just let us know when you're welcome. And we have 3 shows a week. You're welcome anytime to come back on. And we'll promote anything that you have. So
Thank you very much.
Just enjoyed both of you so much.
Thank you, and good talking to you guys, all of you.
Bye, guys.
Good luck.
You take care and have a great night. And Mallory, I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Yes,
good luck.
Thank you.
Take care,
man. I can't wait to watch you on TV again, okay?
Oh, thank you. Also, you too.
All right. Thank you, Gary and Mallory, both very much for being on the Rad Reality Show.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good night.
Well,
Cowboy,
later.
Mary, is that you?
Yeah.
So you say little Savannah is doing well?
Yeah, she's doing
great.
Gosh. Honest to goodness, just like she's awesome. She says her ABCs and her 1, 2, 3s, except for she don't say number 5. She goes all the way to 13, and then 11 after 13.
What a blessing.
She knows her ABCs, and she sings Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And she's pretty
what
smart.
What a blessing.
But you have to realize she's got 11, 12, and 16-year-old, you know. So she's, like, growing up there. It's just a miracle a month ago how
to be so sick
changed.
Just a month ago. And now,
well, honest to goodness, if I could have the whole world to go up there and help that unit of the hospital that just saved her life. Guys, y'all don't understand what we went through at that point thinking. And we saw all these other little kids who were yellower than, because that was Vanna. She turned yellow one night, and her liver had shut down. With these other kids, their liver's not going to come back. We were so lucky. We got the best diagnosis on earth. But these other parents, right beside of us, was told, your little girl's dying if she don't get a liver transplant. And she was 3 years old. It's just crazy to see how I mean, we've been on, we went on the race 5 years ago this year. And ever since then, we've done all we can to give back. But never once did I think that would be my little girl.
Mary, how long has that been?
Now 8 weeks.
No, I mean since you've been on Amazing Race.
This will be the 6th year for season 10 and 5th year for season 11.
Yeah, I'm on the 8th year.
Yeah, you're right. Gosh, buddy, I know you. But it's just crazy to see in one night going to sleep and waking up, your whole world changes. And you realize that you take for granted everything on earth on the Amazing Race, and then you realize in the blink of an eye that you just take for granted your kids because you think it's somebody else's kids and not yours. So if that's one thing we can do, we would love to give back to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, GI Unit. Because they gave us our little girl back. It was amazing. And gosh, I mean, not just that, but this hospital, these people make you feel like family. Because they were like, we watched you on the show, and that's what I'm telling you. Bopper don't understand. He's going to go to New York City, and these people's going to be like thinking he's not going to understand that these people, they watch you every day on TV. They think they're your best friend. They know everything about you, but you go out there in the wide open world, and you don't know nobody, but they all know you.
Right.
And then we get to the hospital, and these people treated us like family. It was crazy. Like we really meant something, and saving our little girl meant something. But they didn't treat us no different than they treated the little girl next door.
Right.
And it was just amazing, and to know that they could give somebody else back their child like they did us. It was just...
You know what, Mary? You and David are amazing.
No, we're not.
And you know what? You are. You are. I'm not saying you're perfect, but you're amazing. And, you know, it's the time for good people to finally come in first place. And you know what? Y'all are amazing. And I'm not saying you're perfect, but y'all have heart. Go, and I'm honored to be y'all's friend.
Whatever.
Absolutely. He's right, though. You guys are very special, and it is an honor to...
Well, it's ditto, because all y'all are awesome, and Rad Ron brought us all together, you know?
He did.
That's true.
That's what's amazing. That's what I told Cowboy. 6 years ago, if somebody would have told me I would talk to a big brother, in my life I'd have never said, no way. And now I feel like Cowboy's my brother.
You know what? I tell you what. I got to witness my son ride his first steer yesterday. And in the middle, before he got on, there was a lady that came up to me and was like, you were on TV, wasn't you? And I said, yes, ma'am. And, you know, it just, you know, I tell you what, it's a very humble experience. You know, we live our lives, and we don't say, okay, hey, we were on TV. You know, we live our lives. We go to our school, our children's school events, all that, and, you know, if people recognize us, great. You know, we'll take the time, take pictures and sign. That's what it's about.
It's pretty crazy, life is. You know,
you never know what one day is going to have in store for you from the next, I tell you.
But anyways, we're going to surprise you some more with some other people's, okay?
Well, that would be great.
It was great talking to you.
It was, and it was a very good night. So I love you guys.
Love
you
too,
Mary. Thank you so much.
And I'm loving the Amazing Race this season. Not just because Kentucky's on there. I just love the whole show. They've made it.
Ditto.
But I'll talk to y'all later.
Good night,
Mary. Later.
Thank
you
again so much, babe.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Well, we have extended the show, but I don't know that it's going to extend. It seems like it's not wanting to take, so we may lose sound here in about 90 seconds. I'm not sure. So if that happens, I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. It's been an amazing show. Cowboy, thank you so very much for doing everything you have done for us tonight. This wouldn't have been possible without you. I can't thank you enough for thinking of us and getting them to call in tonight. This has been one of the most amazing nights on the Red Reality Show.
I absolutely 100% agree, and it was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe we've got seven people basically on the phone at the same time, and it really turned out pretty good. There was some over-talking, but that's expected to happen. But how much fun was that, Cowboy?
You know what? This is going on my fourth year, and this was probably the most emotional and most meant that will go in my history book, and it was great. So thank you, Paul and Terry.
And thank you, Cowboy.
I didn't even have to I didn't even have to ask people to repeat it. I understood all the Kentucky accents and Oklahoma accents tonight.
You know what? It's about time that the Southern rises. Now I'm joking. I won't get into that. But you know what? You know what? We have a lot of heart in Southern, and, you know, I would say that a lot of reality shows goes more in the California area. But if you want heart and soul, you got to go in the deep of the Southern folks because you will find so much.
Absolutely. I mean, my extended family are from the South, and, you know, that's kind of how I was raised. So even though I don't have that real deep Southern accent, that's where my roots are, and I totally agree.
Jerry, Mary brought up The Bachelorette, but I was certain that you were going to bring up Sweet Home Alabama for
My goodness. I absolutely love that show. Paul and I watched that show.
And speaking of Sweet Home Alabama, all of the Sweet Home Alabama is on Southern Nights this season on CMT.
Yes, and I have been watching Southern Nights since it started, and
don't tell me last night
because
I've got it recorded.
I won't give anything up.
So what did we had so much fun talking about other things? Was there anything, Jerry, from tonight's episode that we wanted to expand on or expound on a little bit more? I know sometimes you do take a lot of notes, and
I was so busy during tonight's show answering calls, doing promos after promos, because I found out things after I had done promos to add to the promos. I was really busy during tonight's episode, so I really didn't get to take a lot of notes.
What I would like to talk about it is how unusual but amazing it was when the whole dance crew of Mark's got him to keep going, and how they all, these people from India, all gathered around and just tried to support him, and, you know, support Mark and just keep him going. It was one of my favorite moments to see that. You know, certainly your team members can support you. But wasn't that amazing, Cowboy?
It was, because, I mean, they saw him just give so much. I mean, it took like 12, 13 tries. And, you know, what we don't see is that probably took several hours to do.
Oh, and the heat.
The heat. And he even hit in on that. You know, the sun's beating down 100 degrees. And, you know, I could only imagine in that wardrobe and trying to do all the moves. And, you know, I'm not going to be sexist by any way. But if you're a woman, you're going to do that a little bit quicker than a man. But you know what?
I agree.
But you know what? He had the heart and soul to finish. Yes, he had to take a break and go in the tent. But in all, at the end of the day, he went in. And I'll tell you why. In the back of his mind, he saw his kids.
Yep.
And you know what? I would do the same thing.
It was ripping my heart out when they were talking about, you know, him quitting. And at first he was quitting for his kids, saying, you know, it's not worth $1 million for me to not walk my kids down the aisle.
Right.
And for me not to, you know. And he was looking at it that way. But then, you know, once he got in there and took his clothes off, you know, that costume off and everything, and they started thinking about it, he didn't want his kids to see him quit on anything. And
he regrouped,
and he went back out there, and he gave it another shot. And they, like you said, all of those people out there were behind him 100%, and it was a wonderful thing to see. And they just really edited tonight's show beautifully. I think it was done very well.
Speaking of the editing, though, we all probably saw the commercials for the upcoming episode, always saying, are Bopper and Mark in trouble for leaving? And Jerry and I talked about this on the phone. We always believe that when we see an ad like that, it's not going to happen. They're not going to leave. But let me tell you, it took until that Matt. I was sitting there going, they're not leaving. They're not leaving. They're not leaving. Come on. Come on, you know. And so happy it was a non-elimination round. I also want to bring up what Mr. Max said in the chat room. He loved it when the blonde Rachel of Rachel and Dave said, we're not going to do Art and JJ's dirty work, you know.
Right.
That's kind of setting it up for, you know, see what happens next week as far as that dynamic. But it's been a very entertaining, good-for-TV, amazing race. I mean, the emotions, the fighting, the crying. I mean, it really is good TV, don't you think, Cowboy?
Absolutely. And I will say, I watch so much reality TV, and to be honest with you, I don't watch that much of Amazing Race. But this season, I've caught myself watching it more, and it's entertaining. Of course, I have a brother and sister in the race. What, it is so entertaining, and I fell in love so much with the Team Kentucky. And you know what? They may not win, but you know what? They've won in my eyes. And you know what? Bray and Rachel, they don't have to prove themselves. It's, you know what? I've learned the season 11 when I went back and I said, you know what? I've got something to prove. You know what? I don't have anything to prove. They don't have anything to prove. They have conquered so much in their life, and they're going to conquer more than what anyone has ever done. They're going to college, and he's going to be a doctor. And, you know, I mean, it's one of them things where, you know, we get mental. And you know what? I'm very happy with this season. Paul, you're right on target.
I totally understand your brother and sister, big brother, brother and sister, Brendan and Rachel, why, you know, you're watching. But I must say that with what seems to be quite a number of people against them, I am been so impressed at how well they've done and how far they've gotten. If I was to predict ahead of time if they, you know, if they would have gotten as far as they have, I probably wouldn't have. But they're impressing me with the struggles that they go through and the emotions of Rachel, and we all, our big brother people, know how emotional she gets, that they're able to persevere like they have. It's been very impressive to watch.
I thought Rachel did really well tonight. You know, you saw that she wanted to kind of break down when she didn't make the dance, especially after the second time. But then he talked to her and he said, you know, you can do this, and, you know, don't let it get you down. You know, get up there and, you know, you can do this. Right. And he talked to her, and she went up there, and she not only did it, she did it with a smile on her face, and she kind of pushed through. And I kind of almost was afraid she was going to have another one of her meltdowns. And
but
then,
you know what? People's got to realize all this is editing how producers want it.
Absolutely. And, you know, she might have had a small meltdown at some point that we, you know, got edited out. But at one point or another, she got back up there and she pulled it out. And at this far in the game, they've been through 9 legs of the race. And it's getting down to the wire now. And they've been through many countries. And I'm sure they're getting tired. And they're seeing the finish line now. And there's a lot of stress involved, so I'm sure
have they done have they done better than any Big Brother couple of all times? They're at the point where I think they went the farthest, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't have those stats, but that could be.
Somebody who we always count on is Thomas in the chat.
Thomas could probably.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure how far. Was it Allison that was the other one on?
She went out like 2-3 legs.
Oh, that quickly. See, I didn't watch that season, so I don't remember that. But, yeah, I think you're right, Cowboy. They have gotten further, and there's a victory, you know, in that, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, they're both intelligent. You know, that's the thing is they're edited so wrong, I think, as a friend of them, and I have to protect them. But, you know, it's one of them things. They're intelligent, or they wouldn't be in the field that they're in.
Right. Do you think that Vanessa actually broke her leg or did some sort of severe injury to her leg in the preview of next week? Yes. It showed her saying, you know, she was down on the ground holding her knee, and she said, I actually heard it pop.
What
yeah.
was that in season, the next show?
Right, the preview
right,
of next
week on The Amazing Race. And not only did they show her taking a tumble, and she went down and grabbed towards her ankle and made a comment she thought she heard it pop. But the other thing that Thomas brought up in there was Rachel having a little bit of another meltdown about something about her $500 extension. So I guess there might be a challenge of shaving your head. It harkens back to Big Brother All-Stars.
Well, they showed the shears, you know, the hair cutters or whatever you call those, the shears sitting there. And
yep.
And she was talking about, you know, the $500 extensions that she has in her hair, and she was just, like getting ready to cry, on the verge of crying. And
wow.
So, yeah, I think there's something to do with her having to shave her hair next week. And
well, I didn't get to see what happens next week. Some reason my DVR shut off. But my theory on extensions, and I'm off wrong, but I've dated girls like this. You know, why spend $500 on extensions? That's a waste of money. That's all
it's
I'm going
to
say.
Cowboy.
But it would be her real hair as well. And, I mean, to shave a woman's hair, that's especially someone like Rachel who's, you know, in the camera's eye so much. She, you know,
right.
is not only on the rest of The Amazing Race, but when she comes home, she does all kinds of work in front of the camera for other things.
Right.
So
okay. before,
it would be really big
before,
for her to have no hair.
Before we run out of time, we need to talk about a few shows that are coming up with some Big Brother people on. On Tuesday night is the episode of Love for Sale. And it's Sail Like in a Sailboat, S-A-I-L, that it's a dating thing that Michelle Noonan's going to be on. That comes on this Tuesday night. Also this Tuesday night is the episode of the tattoo show Best Ink, the episode that Lydia will be on.
Oh!
That's already up this week. I thought, wow.
It moved up a week. It was supposed to be May 1st, but they moved it up a week, so it is happening this Tuesday instead, so I'm glad I brought that up because I had been saying a different date for so long. Jen DiTerno is also on that same show, Love for Sale, but she's not sure yet. Sometime later in May before her episode will air. I am enjoying the PBS series America Revealed, which is hosted by Survivor's Yul Kwan, Survivor winner. I can't think of any others. Pretty soon this week, I believe Russell's new show, Flipped, I think it's called, is going to start. So we have a lot of other shows with reality people that are going to air. I can't think of any other off the top of my head.
And Best Inc. is on Oxygen.
Correct.
And Love for Sale is on Lifetime, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And Paul always watches Duck Dynasty, which which is on A&E. And I am watching many of the, well, a few of the shows that are on CMT, Southern Nights, and Texas Women.
Yeah, baby.
I love those shows. I'm telling you what. Southern Nights is a spinoff of
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. And many of the people who were on Sweet Home Alabama are now on Southern Nights. And
There's 10 people.
Something else.
And yes, I just want to point out, thanks, Thomas, Russell Hance's show is on A&E, and it is Saturday night, is the premiere Saturday, this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So,
and that one is called Flipped Off, I think, or Flipped. What was it? Flipping something.
Oh, I just took it off. It is called Flipped Off.
Flipped off. There you go. Okay.
He basically renovates homes with his brother, and after they gut and renovate the homes and they flip them is the term people use for flipping a house for profit.
Right. So there's so much reality, so little time. I'm trying to keep up with all these shows, and there's just so many out there right now that are good, and it's hard for me to keep up.
I finally caught
up
on American Idol, by the way, Jerry.
Did you really? Oh, my gosh, we've got to talk.
I'm not caught up.
Okay, we won't talk about it right now.
I will just say this, Cowboy. They did an episode where they showed where all the finalists down, like, the final eight or whatever it was, were from, and the majority of them were from the South. So even on Idol, the South is represented.
Yep, one girl's from McKinney, Texas, and she's the blonde. And I mean, she can sing. I don't know if she can pull off, but she can sing.
Is that the little blonde girl Holly who her parents are from England?
Yes,
she has She has the cutest little English accent that she got from her parents, but you're right. I think she's got a real uphill struggle.
Yeah, she's about 5 minutes away from me, and I think that she will not win, but I tell you what, I think she's got a career in it, so if it ever comes back and bites me in that, I think that she's got a career. I just don't think
she
will win it.
She absolutely does, Cowboy. She has one of the best voices, but her problem is she gets so nervous at this point on stage, and that's just something with age that she'll get over. I actually watch, and this is Paul again, I watch when they show a close-up of her holding the mic. All the blood is drained out of her fingers because she is grasping that mic so hard. Look, the next time you see her, just look at the close-up, and it's so funny because she is gripping that thing so damn hard that she has white showing up in her fingers.
Right. I think the ones will be like Phillip Phillips, the country girl that sings rock, and then you've got
Skylar, other little country girl, has been really good.
Yeah, and then
let me tell you, the
black guy, the father's a preacher.
Joshua, I tell you what, Jerry did make a good point when the voice came on of how good they are, but I will have to say this. The finalists this year on American Idol, I think, are comparably as talented singers as we've seen on The Voice. And I had early on, like five, 6 weeks ago, had my top three favorites were Jessica, Philip, and Joshua. And they're still doing really well, but I am now leaning towards any number of the other ones, too, that they're really good. And it's turning out to be an interesting season for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of them ones that You know, I tell you what, there was the Italian young lady last year
Pia.
That should have probably won it all.
Yes, Pia. Hey, Cowboy, I honestly have been a fan of that show for years. When she got eliminated, I said, I'm done. I'm not watching anymore. That's how upset I was.
I think you and I was there the same lot. And I tell you what, she probably should have won that season. This year, I tell you what, they're right there neck and neck, and it's one of the close ones where I don't think there's someone that should probably win. I think it's one of the ones that they have to learn from practice.
Yep, and I also quickly want to make a comment, and I don't know if you watch it because I know you're a busy guy, but The Biggest Loser, the last episode, oh, my God. Do you know about this, Cowboy?
I don't. I didn't watch Biggest Loser this year.
They got down to the final five, and they got word that there was going to be a twist that some of the people that had been eliminated were going to come back and vying for the grand prize, and
mm-hmm.
there was a mutiny. They shut down production. All five people said they were going to leave the show. And
they walked out. They walked off and sat down in the back and just they refused to do their workout. And the trainers walked out and said, what's going on? And they said, it's not, you don't have anything to do with this. It's not, does not involve you. And they would not work out. And they gave them the day and that night to think about it. They talked to them individually. And, sorry, Paul, go ahead. They did talk to them with their, the lawyer had actually came out with their contracts and said, you know, this was in the contract.
A lawyer sat down with Allison, the host of the show, and read over the contract with them, and it ended up that two of the five did end up walking out. It was unprecedented, and it was, let me tell you, I saw Michelle pass the tweet. She was furious. So
wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so did the ones that came back, did any of them end up winning?
The finale is, what, maybe 2 weeks away? It's
yes, I think this week is where they bring everyone back, all of them. And I think that may include the ones that walked out. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to come back or not. But they're going to bring everyone back, and they're going to find out which one gets to come back and compete in the finale for the grand prize, because the contract said that one person that went home gets to come back and compete in the finale for the grand prize. And that's what they were so upset about. So this coming week will determine which one gets to come back and compete for the grand prize. That'll be this coming episode. And then the following show will be the finale to determine the winner.
Sure,
so
what day does that air?
Monday.
It's on...
Isn't it?
Say again, Sherry?
Is it Tuesday?
What night? Yeah.
Tuesday.
I want to ask you real quick, Jerry. Yeah, I always say real quick when we're running out of time, but were you more upset with them walking off on The Biggest Loser or the Survivor people that walked off?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Wait a minute. So, what are you talking about, Survivor walked off?
Oh, was about three seasons ago?
Seasons.
Say
again. I tell you what. You know, this is the thing. Is I know what Paul you're asking. You know, the thing is we don't know what they've gone through until you actually go through it. You know, and I tell you what, I might be mad too if I've worked off all that weight and someone's coming back to win.
Well, there are two sides to it, certainly, but one thing that I think they have done, the two guys that ended up quitting, is nobody, you know, it's especially with The Biggest Loser, they give back. they give back after they get off the show because they've inspired so many overweight people throughout the country. And they go around and they speak motivational speeches and that type of thing. They're not going to, in my opinion, be invited to do any motivational speaking. So they basically are not going to be in that position to give back to the other people that aren't able to get on the show. Anyway, I got to stop talking. The time's getting too short.
We are getting close to the show ending, so I don't know. I agree with Cowboy in that, you know, we don't know what they've been through, and it does upset me to see people give their, you know, their shot at this up and walk out on these shows because they have been given such an opportunity.
That's like Seymour.
You know, they've all been through something that we haven't walked in their shoes, so I can't say for sure what I would do if I was in their shoes.
Yes.
It is
hey,
upsetting.
Real quick, there was somebody asking, didn't they walk out on Big Brother? They talked about it in season one, but none of them did it.
Well, the only one that's walked out in Big Brother is Shima.
Okay, well
anyway, I'm sorry, Cherry.
Cowboy,
find your
again,
place.
I want to thank you so much for tonight's show. This would not have been possible. You brought us such a big surprise tonight, and I just can't thank you enough. You've done so much for our show throughout the years, and I know Ron is looking down on us, just smiling with joy, and he's so proud right now. So thank you so much, Cowboy, for everything you do for us. And
thank you.
I just want everything good in the world to come your way.
Thank you.
And you know I love you. And I'm going to close this show with Ron, as I always do. I want our fans to remember to come back and join us tomorrow night for Manic Monday. Michelle will not be with us, but we have a special guest to sit in for her. We will have our special guest tomorrow, Ronnie Talbot, will be with us to fill in for Michelle. So please be here to talk with us and Ronnie Talbot tomorrow. And on Thursdays, we have Dragon Slayer Radio with Coach Ben Wade every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Tomorrow's show, Manic Monday, tomorrow only with Ronnie Talbot, at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Join us then.
Quickly, on Dragon Slayer Radio, Debbie Beebe from Token Chains will be Coach's guest.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that, Paul. I'm going to close tonight with Ron. Thank you for being with us. And here is Ron.
So, thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Yes, Ron, it was a great one. Thank you all for joining us. It's been fun. We love having all of our Rad Reality family here with us. Be kind to each other. Take care, and we hope to see you again real soon. Good night.
Good night.